Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today I'm on the floor again with Claire.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
If you don't remember her, she was on the friendship episode that I recorded with my friends back in New York, or when you guys were visiting New York. But now I'm actually back in LA for about a month, and Claire has been kind enough to let me stay with her.
Welcome.
Well, shout out to Sora, which is the owner of the bedroom that I'm staying in.
Yeah.
Oh, also, if you want to like see like what we've been up to in LA, I actually posted a video a couple days ago, so you can check that out on YouTube. But yeah, last week we actually were supposed to record, but we ended up just saving it for this week because there was just so much going on with the election, and I don't know about you, but I was like pretty on edge.
Yeah
I think all of us were.
There were like, I mean, because my apartment, there's four of us girls, we were trying to like distract ourselves with like
board games,
a lot of different games. But we couldn't really. Yeah
Everyone was just kind of glued to the TV and their phones, and I mean, it ended up going on for a couple days. But this week we are back and feeling a lot better, hopefully. And it's a really special episode because I first really want to thank everyone who's been listening and who's been, you know, just been so supportive of this podcast. It's been exactly like 3 months, I think, since I launched the first episode. And since then, we've built such like a small, but I would say a very close community. Like, I still read all of your guys' messages. And I know the last time Claire was on this podcast, she asked you guys to help her reach 200 subscribers. And she actually got a lot.
I did.
I
only needed like 5 more to 200, which is why it was like funny. But like, I'm at like 240.
Damn.
I don't know. Let me check right now because I don't want to.
No, but seriously, like, you should give a little shout out to my listeners.
I'm at 238. I only needed 5 more, and I'm like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, 40 might not sound like a lot, but like,
I mean, it's a lot to us. But yeah, no, seriously, thank you guys, because also we were saying before too, that means you guys listened all the way to the end.
Yeah, because that episode was 45 minutes.
That was my longest.
Like, yeah, we were like, who is gonna listen to this?
Well, clearly at least 40 people. But yeah, seriously, thank you guys. And I guess that kind of ties into my next sort of announcement. But it's that we have our first sponsor. No, it's like really exciting because like I said, it's been 3 months, and I honestly didn't think that, you know, anyone would really listen. But yeah, the fact that this is first of hopefully many sponsors is kind of crazy. So Jaejoon Cosmetics was kind enough to sponsor this episode. They're a Korean cruelty-free skincare company, and you've probably heard about them through their face masks. They're like super popular. But I actually got a chance to try their ochre green eye gel patches, and it's supposed to firm and brighten the under eye area, which honestly, I just need a lot of help under my eyes. So it's been really great. It's hydrating, it's soothing, and honestly, it's perfect for the winter time. So if you also want to pamper yourself and try some other products, you can use my code on the floor without any spaces at jaejoonus.com, and you'll get 15% off your order. So yeah, and also to add on to that, we actually hit 165,000 downloads. Total downloads. So
that's crazy.
I know, it is kind of crazy.
165.
I know. I feel like we just hit 100K.
Whoa.
I know.
Ooh, that's cool.
It's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I just got really nervous.
Don't be nervous. But yeah, so today we're not going to just like dive into one specific topic. I just kind of wanted to have a very like light and fun conversation with Claire. Well, because one, I don't really get to spend that much time with you. I think this is like the longest I've spent with you in a really long time.
Since like college, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, because for those who don't know, Claire and I actually lived together for 3 years. Basically 4 years, yeah, in college. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, how long have I been staying with you now here since I got here?
At least, like 2 weeks.
What have we been doing? Yeah.
So it's actually really funny. Like, we were talking about it yesterday, right? We were just like, every day is the same.
It really is.
Yeah, which is why it's so hard to keep track of time, which is, I feel like, why, like, time has just been, like, flying by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because work from home?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Because if you're, like, commuting and stuff, like, you, like, get ready every day and, like, you have your commute and it's a little different every time.
That's true.
But, and I feel like after work, you're always, like, working out or, like, you have plans after, but Esther has not left the house in maybe 5 days.
Hey, why are you exposing me? No, but I really haven't stepped out of this apartment.
Yeah. She doesn't know what temperature it is.
I don't know how cold it is outside right now.
It's really cold.
I know everyone keeps telling me it's cold, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's because also Esther has picked up a new hobby.
Oh, right.
Which is why she has not been leaving the house.
Dude, I think I might have a problem.
No, I think you do.
No, really. I, like, anytime I get, like, hooked on something, I'm, like, addicted.
Yeah, which is why it's so interesting to me because, like, oh, do you want to tell them what?
Oh, what the hobby is?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not anything weird.
Clear the air.
It's nothing weird. Yeah. I've been really into, like, beading. Is mm-hmm. that... Wait, that sounded weird.
Bead jewelry?
Beads. Making beaded accessories, I guess. Specifically just masks.
No, yeah, just say you've been really into beads.
Beads. I've been into beads. Uh-huh. Okay. I've been into
and she's also very late to the game.
I really am. Because you guys started doing this when?
Like July.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm very late.
Yeah. I feel like beads are like one hobby that like our friend group all really got into.
Yeah.
Maybe not so me, true. But because like this is, it's really interesting how I see you guys all like love, like you guys have so much fun doing it. Yeah. Esther has made maybe 50 mask chains in like 4 days. She's ordered so many beads to our house, and like every time a package comes to our apartment, like the Amazon, we have Amazon lockers for our apartment, and like the Amazon guy will like text us, and because there's no Esther Sim that lives in our apartment, he'll just like choose one of the girls, and every time it's been going to Sora, and Sora's been in Korea for like the past month. So she just sends us screenshots from Korea saying, what is this? I don't think I ordered anything.
Oopsie. Sorry, Sora.
No, but yeah, like it's so crazy that you guys are so into it because like I hate it.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but you've made so many.
You know like, what it crazy. Is? I tried to think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, why do I enjoy this so much? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's because kind of like in startup, you know how Namdo-san loves knitting?
Yeah.
I think that's like, it's kind of similar
like a stress
for me.
Reliever?
It's like, because the beads are, first of all, the beads are so small, right? And mm-hmm. so you have to be very exact mm-hmm. with like putting it in. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of like your attention and concentration. Mm-hmm. Like my mind, all I'm thinking about is mm-hmm. what I'm making. And then choosing the colors, it kind of like activates
part
of your brain. Yeah, that you don't really get to do during your actual job. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think because I used to find, like, my outlet for that used to be, like, getting dressed up. You know, like, picking an outfit in the morning. Like, we don't do that anymore, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I don't even know how to dress myself. But for the making these, like, beaded mask chains, you have to, like, think about, I don't know, like, matching the colors. Oh, does this look good together? Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, I look up, like, inspo photos, mm-hmm. but still, mm-hmm. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's why it's, like, so fun. Maybe not. I don't know.
So you actually thought about it?
I did. Or I thought about it because I wanted to, like, understand why I enjoyed it so much. Because it is kind of weird that I know earlier in quarantine, I tried to pick up embroidery, but...
You did?
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't know.
Dude, I made a couple sweaters. Yeah.
Do you have pictures?
Wait, you didn't look at my Instagram? I posted it before. Psst. Wow. Somebody hasn't been paying attention. No, but that hobby, it only lasted, I don't know, like a week. And then I got over it.
It hasn't been a week yet.
Really?
Yeah, you've been doing this for only like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. I've made so many.
Yeah.
I could start a business.
Do it. Dude, I feel like, oh, this is like a good tip, I feel like. Uh-huh. If you see these mask chains online anywhere, like they range up to like, I've seen like $40.
That's crazy.
So everyone should just pick it up on Amazon. How much is each kit?
I think it's usually less than $15 exactly. For a box of beads.
And you've made like over 50.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So life hack right there.
Life hack. Yep. Do it yourself.
Yeah, DIY. Speaking of startup.
Oh my God.
Drama of the year or what?
It really is. Our weekends are all about startup.
Like this Saturday, we have like a whole day planned. Like we're doing like early Friendsgiving and whatnot because like Esther's time here is short. But we're always like, I'm so excited for Saturday for startup.
Yeah. No, it's so good. It's been a really long time since like there was a drama mm-hmm. where we all watched mm-hmm. it and we all looked forward mm-hmm. to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the last one was like Puba Sege, World of the Mary. Did you watch that? Oh, you didn't watch that?
I didn't even watch that.
Itaewon Class?
Maybe? Okay, maybe. I didn't even finish Itaewon Class either.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
Yeah.
Actually, Startup is
it's really good. From episode one.
I freaking cried. Dude, did you?
I didn't cry. But granted, we were also watching like the baseball game, so we were trying to do two things at once.
True.
But dude, this one's pretty good.
It is.
But the most important question. Actually, it's not even an important question. Everyone should have the same answer. Actually, no, I respect everyone's answer.
I think it's only amongst our friend group
really? That we
okay, so first of all,
the question
team Han Ji-pyeong or team Nam Do-san?
1, 2, 3.
Han Ji-pyeong.
Like to me, it's a no-brainer.
I mean, for me, I feel like for all of us.
I get no.
Okay, except Sharon.
Okay, but Sharon can't decide.
Yeah, yeah, she likes both.
Yeah, I've only met one person that has chosen Nam Do-san, and I just
couldn't understand
why. So if you guys are team Nam Do-san, please let Esther know why. I just want to understand.
That's true. I want to know too.
Yeah, I really don't get it.
Well, okay, besides like being physically attractive, right? Because we all agree that he's a very good looking guy.
Yeah, yeah, for
he's
sure.
Like tall.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, his character, just something doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
Is it just us? Is it because we're older?
No, but it's not like the richness or like whatever.
No,
being
yeah, of course
attractive.
Not.
It's just, I don't know, they've built up the Han Ji-pyeong character so much
mm-hmm.
that like we just know him better. No, but it's really funny because so my mom left to Korea 2 weeks ago and mm-hmm. she's been quarantining because in Korea you have to quarantine for 14 days. And like she hasn't really like messaged me much, but week one she did message me and in Korean she was like, Claire, by the way, I started a startup and if you brought someone like Nam Ju-hyuk who plays Nam Do-san, same last name? Is it Nam Do-san? Who plays Nam Do-san, she was like, if you just brought home a guy like that, I'd be happy. And I was like, isn't that asking for a lot?
That's asking for a lot.
Like, first of all, you want someone who won the Math Olympiad. Second of all, you want someone who won CODA. Third of all, I don't know. And then week two, the only time she texted me was, Claire, so I'm watching Startup and which team are you on? Do-san or Ji-pyeong?
Oh, what team is she on?
I said Ji-pyeong, duh. And then she said, I like the way Nam Do-san looks, but after episode, what episode was?
Oh wait, spoiler alert, yeah. By the way.
I won't spoil it, uh-huh. But after episode 7, I don't like his personality anymore. And then I was like, okay.
I actually didn't mind that part.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, it's just a drama.
If anything, I thought it made him look more like
have personality.
Yeah, it added a depth to him that we didn't see before. Because he was always just like the sweet, innocent
kid. Don't fall for him.
No, okay. Dude, don't worry.
I don't know.
I'm team Han Ji-pyeong. All the way.
You sound like you're vouching for him.
No, I think they're trying to make us like empathize with him a little bit more because so far we really haven't. Like, we don't really know much about him. And he grew up so sheltered. I think that's why.
Yeah, he's just so like lame.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I don't
know. Dude, all of the Nam Do-san fans are going to come after you now.
Okay, never mind. Scratch that.
No, but I think it's fine. There are two sides to this. And mm-hmm. yeah. And obviously, Han Ji-pyeong isn't the main lead. So I really don't think he's going to end up with the girl.
I know, but they could play a 1988 card on us. Did you watch Reply 1988?
I saw part of it. But I know who she chooses in the end.
Yeah. I thought she was end up with the main guy.
But then did they set up the drama that, like, she was going to... that he was the lead?
Yeah, so basically in the drama, they have, like, every episode, they have inserts of them when they grew up. Mm-hmm. And she's married to a guy, but we don't know who it is. Mm-hmm. But he looks exactly like the young version of the main guy, so they just kind of switched it. Okay, this is just my theory, and I just really loved the main guy, which is why I was so upset. But they, like, just switched it at the end.
So he was supposed to be the main guy. So. Like, when they cast, they said these two are, like, the lead roles.
I think so. And so I almost sent a letter to the director.
I think I might have to do that for Startup.
Yeah.
I'm Team Han Ji-pyeong. I love you.
I know. Every episode, I'm like,
I get so heated. Yeah. Dude, in the most recent one, remember when me and Hisa, we started screaming. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What are some of your, like, what are some of your, like, best K-dramas?
Or top? Your
favorite? Uh-huh. Top.
Dude, that's so hard. Well, okay, one of them is always going to be Kim Samsung for me. Mm-hmm. It's just such, like, an old, it's like a classic for me.
What about you? Have you watched it recently?
I probably watch it at least once a year.
Okay.
You know me. Once I like something, I rewatch it over and over again.
Yeah, that's crazy to me too. So Esther watched episode 7 and 8 of Startup without me, and like all week she was like, "Have you watched it yet? Have you watched it? Let's watch it again. Let's watch it again." And I'm like, "That's so weird. Like, I don't rewatch things
ever.
Why? Because I watched it once. It's enough."
Really? But then do you, like, is it because when you watch it, you really pay attention?
No, I don't remember what happens in it at all.
What?
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like if I'm redoing something, not that I'm wasting my time, but, like, I could be using that time to, like, watch
something else.
New, I guess. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I wish I was like that. You know, I would rather rewatch something than watch something new.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. I don't really like watching new things.
Really?
It takes a lot for me to start something new.
That's so interesting.
I don't know why. I think it's because I like knowing what's going to happen all the time. I don't like surprises.
I like surprises.
Really?
Maybe that's why.
Actually, I've never seen you rewatch something now that I think about it.
And, like, during quarantine is when I, like, for the first time ever, I finished a show.
Which show?
New Girl.
You did? Wow, I'm kind of proud of you.
I mean, I still, like, skipped around and chose, like, which episodes, but that was my first time ever. Like, the one thing I do not understand about American shows is that, like, they'll have a season, right? Why do I have to wait another year for the second season? Like, I already forgot about you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can't just come back into my life a year later. Like, I'm not going to remember shit. Okay, well, I'm not going to remember anything. And so, like, that's why it's so hard for me to, like, get into American shows, especially
because they don't keep you engaged. Like, that break by that time, you're like over it.
It's like it's a whole new year.
That's true.
I mean, but I know that, like, I'm on the, like, what's the word, not the minority side, but, like, I know people love shows and whatnot, but there's just so many shows I haven't watched or started because there's just too much, or, like, I know I'm gonna have to wait another year.
So. But even with movies, I feel like you're very particular.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like just with anything, you're very particular. Because even yesterday, when we were making mask chains, you redid yours like 20 times. And in that time, I made 3.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you did.
I was like, dude, Claire, just freaking pick your color.
I can't. Like, it has to be pretty.
Okay, so mine aren't pretty.
No, that just means that you have good taste from the beginning.
Yay, it's working.
Yay.
Okay. Oh. We're back in business. Had a little bit of a technical difficulty there.
Beep, bloop, bloop.
Oh, yeah? What were we talking about?
Your beads. So, basically, we were talking about how particular I was. Mm-hmm. And in the time, I didn't even finish my... I didn't even finish my mask
I know. And you went to bed without finishing it. Yeah. I don't know how you did that.
I might just grab it.
What do you, wait, why? It's so cute.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. I'll make it for you.
Yay!
That's what but I then wanted. You're okay. But now you're gonna be like, oh, it's ugly.
No, no, I'm not.
Whatever.
No, but Esther did say that. Wait, but does your own take more time?
Oh right, mm-hmm. I did say this yesterday.
So if you live in New York and you're Esther's friend and she has a masklet for you, she doesn't care if it's cute or ugly.
Wait, that is so not true. There are some people I've made 3-4 mm-hmm. because I just wasn't like happy with the mm-hmm. way it looked. And true. Okay, so I will say it doesn't take me as long to make someone else's as it does mine because mm-hmm. I'm obviously trying to make one that I'm like completely happy with. And if you make it for someone else, like, you don't know if someone will be fully satisfied. But then there's that added layer where it's like, oh, I want them to like it. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to like fake like it, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've made like 3 for each person almost.
Wow.
So if I made you one, y'all better use it.
No, they're really cute though. Some of them
Wow.
No, they're really cute, and she like individually packed all of them.
I did.
Yeah,
that's really cute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fine. Then what other hobbies did you pick up during quarantine?
Oh, I feel like a lot of people have been picking up tennis,
right? Oh my god, I played tennis for the first time ever.
And I've been telling you, I think you should take lessons. Or if you have someone that's really good in your vicinity, like, I think you should really learn. It was her first time, and like, you're really good.
Okay, can you teach me?
No, I'm not good enough to teach you.
If there are any tennis players out there, please teach me.
Yeah, please teach
me. No, it was so fun.
Oh, what other quarantine hobbies have you picked up?
Maybe like making videos again. Mm. Yeah. I actually, you know what? When did you start getting into YouTube?
I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah. I think in college, just randomly, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to film us in our room. And then I was like, I'm going to try to put one video a month. And I did it for a while, and I was just like on iMovie.
That's true.
Doing basics.
I feel like you've always been really good at it.
Thank you.
But I've for sure like always enjoyed it. Like, I remember when I was in middle school, I would like voluntarily make videos for like my church youth group or like, yeah, all of these videos are on private now, but like anytime we had VBS, I would film and then I would try to show it to like the adult congregation, like at the end of it, or like retreats. Like, no one asks me to do these things, you know, but then I just love like filming and like creating the videos. But when I look back, like, they're so bad. I'm like, why do people watch this?
Dude, that was like 10 years ago. No,
yeah, but that was when I got, but I'm telling you, like, it was just so fun. Not that I was good at it, I still don't think I am, but it's like, I don't know. There was just always something about like documenting things. And I remember I used to just like film myself talking to the camera. I never posted these, by the way. And my brother was really into it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think we both just loved like talking. Isn't that so weird? Oh my God. Because I'm such a shy person in general.
You're not that shy.
I'm pretty shy. Or with new people, I'm pretty shy. You don't think so?
Not really. Oh. I don't think you're shy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, for me, it's always been like documenting other people.
Yeah. You don't like putting yourself. Wait, why?
I don't know. It's just like more fun. I feel like, oh, also, okay, I don't know if this really has to do with it, but I did think about this before. And I feel like I have really bad memory. Like, really bad memory. So I kind of feel like I'm documenting what I'm seeing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to, because, you know, like, when something happens, you're not thinking about yourself in it. I feel like I'm not even making sense anymore. But, like, like, I feel like that's why I, like, love, like, David Dobrik so much. Like, he's one of my, like, I guess.
Wait, what's the reason why?
Because, like, I just love documenting, like, other people.
And he does that too.
Yeah, and he does that too. And like, he's made every one of his friends into like characters. And I wish like I could do the same, but
wait, can you?
I can't, dude. He was posting 3 videos a week.
You can do it.
Dude, I can't do.
We
3.
We have nothing but time, Claire.
I know, but it's like I have to want to make these videos, right?
Okay, 3 a week. Do you not want to?
I mean, what am I gonna film us making lunch every day?
Yeah.
I think I just get bored really easily.
Yeah, I could see that.
So like, even with like the mass chains, it's like it gets boring. It's not fun to me.
So you don't like routines?
I think I try to make a routine because I feel like that's what's comfortable. Mm-hmm. But then once I get into a routine, I get sick of it. I feel like video editing is so creative compared to everything else that we've talked about so far, right?
Making mask chains is creative.
It is.
No, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
It's also because you work in finance.
Yeah, I feel like there's no limit to your creativity, right?
Yeah.
But in finance, like, I work in finance.
Yeah, it's like opposite of what you do, I guess.
I don't think I would ever want to pursue
video.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so crazy to me. Because do you remember when we were in college and you got that like internship to do like video? Yeah. Was it video editing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that was so cool because you had a chance to move to New York.
I did.
But then you didn't take it. And I remember I was so surprised because I genuinely thought you were going to go.
Really?
Yeah. Because I just thought like, oh, if I were in her shoes, mm-hmm. I would have just went.
You know, that was 3 years ago now.
Already? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so basically I either had the chance to do video editing for 3 months.
But it was unpaid.
It was unpaid and it was in New York.
Yeah.
Versus this finance job, which was 6 months, mm-hmm. and they were gonna pay me like $50 an hour.
Damn, that's so crazy.
But I think I'm like happy about it because like I was like, okay, I'll just do this for 6 months, save money,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe if I like run into that situation again, then I would have enough money to do an unpaid internship, because it's not like I have experience with video editing like professionally,
mm-hmm.
you know. So like I think I just got scared too because I felt very unqualified.
Mm.
And like now that I think about it, I'm glad that happened because I don't think I would want my hobby as my
your career,
because that's like the one hobby that has been consistent. And I feel like if I make it into a career and I end up hating it, because I don't know many people who are like, I love my job, you know.
Right.
So if I end up hating it, then that's the one hobby that I don't have anymore. Yeah, it's just work. Yeah.
Oh, that's very true.
And it's not like I'm unhappy with finance, so because I don't like, I don't really, like, complain about my job. I like it.
Yeah. I think you just got really lucky, though, with your coworkers, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are a lot older, but, yeah, you seriously got, like, lucky, I think.
I've been here for 3 years now.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're gonna, like, bury your bones there. You're never leaving. That's why they keep giving you a promotion.
Yeah, they're not real promotions. They're just like,
stay here for another year.
So would you rather work at a place where you feel underqualified or be in a workplace where like you're overqualified?
Oh yeah, we had this conversation the other day. I would rather feel overqualified, to be honest.
Mm.
Not that I wish like I had an easy job. I love a challenge, but I feel like, I don't know about you, but I don't know. I think it's just because I'm comparing my current job with my last job. In my last job, I didn't feel overqualified, but I did feel like, oh, like I'm doing something right. Mm-hmm. Or like I felt good about the work that I was putting out. But at my current job, if I'm being like completely honest, there are so many times where I'm like, wow, everyone here is so smart. And it makes me wonder, like, how did I get this job? I don't think I belong here. And, you know, whatever. Because like, I don't know, just even like when I look on my coworkers' LinkedIns and stuff, like they're all so qualified and so smart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, dude.
But when you were at your previous job, did you ever think like, oh, I want a job that's a little more challenging?
No, because I think they're in places like that. Okay, I think this, honestly, it comes down to this too, is like work culture is very important, mm-hmm. right? Like in my previous job, it was such a like healthy work environment mm-hmm. because I loved my team. And so let's say something was getting too redundant. Like let's say you're just doing the same thing over and over again. You can matter. You mm-hmm. can be open about that and literally say like, mm-hmm. oh, I want to do more. I want mm-hmm. to, you know, like explore this part of the company and like whatever. And like mm-hmm. everyone's open to you doing yeah. that. And like they want you to do that mm-hmm. and like they challenge you to. My current company does that too. Like they encourage people to like learn different things mm-hmm. and like talk to other teams and stuff. But
I think too that I would rather be overqualified
right?
than underqualified.
Why?
Just because like I would rather feel the smartest in a group mm-hmm. than like the dumbest, right? It's just like, and I feel like both of us too in like high school, we've been like more like competitive. And mm-hmm. it's just like we don't want to feel dumb, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like even at work, if this is what you're doing 40 hours a day, why would you want to be in an environment where you feel like you don't know what you're doing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And honestly, that's how I felt in college too. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. Yeah, right? Because we went from being the top of our class yeah. to being like, yeah. yo, everyone here was top of their class.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I got into UCLA. And like, I got to UCLA. It's like, oh
yeah, my God. I seriously felt like the dumbest person mm-hmm. on campus. I was like, it definitely like put me in my place though, because I'll be honest, in high school, I seriously thought I was like the smartest person in the world. I was like, wow, school's so easy.
But isn't that crazy to think too that like in high school, we juggled like 6 different subjects.
Yeah.
Like literally had tests every like week and stuff. And then in college, we can't even do like one midterm.
Yeah.
A quarter. Uh-huh.
And like also in high school, like you said, I was so competitive. Mm-hmm. Like you were too, right?
Mm-hmm. Like to a certain extent.
Really? Yeah. I was actually very, I think that was the most like competitive I've mm-hmm. been in my life. But then in college, I got so kijugaseo. What Why? Is that in English?
You got jaded?
Yeah. No, and kind of like right discouraged.
Word. Yeah, discouraged.
Yeah. And so it made me like completely the opposite. I just mm-hmm. didn't care about grades anymore. I was not competitive with any of my peers.
Shut down
completely. Yeah, it just like it shut me down. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's kind of like how I feel now at work. I just feel so like underqualified, imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. etc. Mm-hmm. And it makes you, I don't know, it's weird because in college I wouldn't say it was like the happiest time of my life either.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like I think I was always stressed out. I always had like anxiety. No, I think I was like borderline I was just very sad.
Mm.
And I think it came out in different ways. I think at that time I wasn't good about like confronting my emotions. So mm-hmm. I just shut down. Like and that's like why, honestly, that's why I didn't really go out. Like I mm-hmm. became such a hermit mm-hmm. in college. But I feel like that in a way is like what's happening now too.
Mm.
Right? Because school was such a big part of our identities during that time. And right now work is like the majority of our lives mm-hmm. right now, you know? So I feel like if work isn't like fulfilling us, then it just affects your mental and like emotional mm-hmm. state so much.
Yeah. And like work is even more impactful, I would say, just because now that's how you're making your like living, right?
Yeah.
And so like, I mean, school, it's like, okay, yeah, grades. But, like, now it's, like, what you're doing is, like, helping you live.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was very proud of, like, getting into UCLA. And then once I got to UCLA, like, I mean, I've never gotten, like, a C in my life, right? Mm-hmm. First quarter hits.
Yo, we were all on academic probation.
And for those of you who don't know what academic probation means, that means your overall GPA was under 2.0. And dude, all of us had academic probation.
Oh my God. Okay, but let's just... For different reasons, yes. I will say.
Yeah.
And this isn't the norm. We just... I mean, we effed up. We did. Like, we were dumb.
Yeah, I mean, but...
I mean, we brought it back.
Yeah, our mindset was like, it could only go up from here, right?
Oh my God, yeah. We were seriously like, it's fine. We've already hit rock bottom. Only way up. I mean, only way to go is up.
No, seriously, like, but like, I mean, I still continue to get C's and like D's in college. But like, I got used to it. It's like, oh, this is my place. you know, like, I'm not the smartest, but like, dude, like, I know that I'll get by.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but you know how sad that was too, is like accepting the fact that, yo, if I get a C, that's all I need. Like, I just want to pass. I need the credits. Like, that was all I wanted. Yeah. I didn't even strive for an A anymore because I just thought, dude, this is impossible.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. Is it a UC? Is it like a UC
thing? I think, or like, I do think that at UCs, it was so much harder. Or, I mean, not that I've been to like any other school, but like, UCs are so big that like, there's no attention to you. I feel like in high school, because you like had homework due and like, you had like class interaction where like teachers would call on you and stuff. Like, you know, you're more like engaged in class, but in UCLA, the class sizes are like 200 people, and it's like nobody cares about you. So then it's ultimately up to you to be involved.
Yeah, you have to be very proactive. Yeah.
And it's on you, and we just, I guess, didn't have that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. If I could do college over again, I would definitely like be a lot more diligent and proactive about that. Yeah. You know,
yeah. I think about that all the time too.
Yeah, like at least try to talk to my professors more. But it's because like at the end of the class, there would be a line of students like trying to talk to them. And so I'd be like, oh, whatever. Like, and then I would just leave, you know?
Yeah. The only time I've ever talked to a professor was when I woke up late for a midterm and didn't go.
Wait, I kind of remember that.
Yeah. So I woke up. So my midterm was like at 11 a.m. Oh, and I didn't wake up. I woke up at 11 and I woke up panicked. I mean, I've been like late to class. I've been late to midterms, but like I was going to be way too late at this point. So I emailed my professor and I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, this has never happened. I don't know what to do. And then, I mean, I got so lucky. He was, maybe that's where my luck started.
For people who don't know, Claire is known for being very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like a good luck charm.
Thank you. No, but he was just like, hey, Claire, never even met me. He was just like, hey, Claire, like, it's all good. You don't have to take the midterm. Whatever grade you get on the final, I'll add in for your midterm.
Oh, wait, that's really sweet. Yeah. Wow. Wait, what class was this?
It was like a math probability class.
Whoa. And then did you do well on the final? Oh,
yeah. It was my only A plus of the whole college career.
You got an A plus? Yeah. Wow, that just goes to show how much like empathy goes, like how far empathy can go. It probably made you want to like study harder, right? Because you're like, oh man, I really want to do well now on the final.
Yeah. But also it made me think like maybe it is okay to
It's definitely not okay, Claire. What do you mean?
Yeah. But in the end I still ended my college career with academic probation. My last quarter I got academic probation too.
Don't lie.
Yeah. What? Like not my overall GPA, just for the quarter. Yeah, and so I still graduated, so
yeah. I don't know.
Okay, we're not saying like slack off and stuff, but like
obviously don't slack off, but I think it's just grades aren't the end of the world. I think that's definitely something we learned very early on in college.
Yeah. Like there's always a way. Like everything always ends up working out.
Yeah. Wow, are you a glass half full type of person? You think?
Yeah, I am. Wait, is it the question like if you just saw a half?
Would you say glass is half full or half empty?
Half full.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Like so it would be like different generally... if it was full and then like I drank half of it.
That's but I would still point, say, right? But you would still say it's half full. Okay, like if there's water in the cup,
I would. I'm a half full kind of gal.
But also, this isn't like literal.
Yeah.
It's like, are you an optimistic person?
No, I know.
Okay. I was like, Claire.
I'm a half full type of gal.
Me too.
Or we both are.
Yeah. I think most of us are.
Yeah.
I don't know any of our friends who... Actually, that's not true. I know a couple people who are a little more like realistic. Mm. They're not necessarily like... pessimist or cynical, but definitely more like realistic. I think I'm a very like hopeful kind of person. Like I think just if I look at my life and I feel like there were so many times where I thought I hit like the lowest low, but then when I look at those
points
points in my life, I'm like, if I got through those, I honestly, nothing could be worse. Or if I can get through that, I can get through anything kind of mentality. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Everything, like, bad that happens, I just think, like, it'll pass.
Mm. Yeah. But then are you the type to just, like, shove it under the rug?
Yeah. Which is, I know, which is bad because, like from personal experience, I feel like it does resurface. Mm. But even when it does resurface, I just shove it under the rug again.
You know what that is? What? Type 9.
That should be your quarantine hobby.
What? That I got really into Enneagrams?
Yeah. But that should be a whole other, like, episode.
I know.
Yeah.
Because we're both type 9s. And mm-hmm. There are a lot of times where when you say something, I see a lot of, like, similarities. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, I don't think you're a true type 9 either.
Yeah, I could see you being a 7.
Yeah. Couldn't that, out of all of them, I can't see myself being anything else.
Really?
Mm-mm. Can you? Anytime I read it, I'm a pretty solid 9.
Like, I think you could... Are you a 9-1?
I believe so.
Yeah, I could kind of see a 1 in you if you are a 9-1.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Like, I mean, I don't really know what 1s are. I don't even know what the title of it is.
Actually, wait. I don't know what wing I am. Oh. I can only be an 8 or a 1, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I had to choose one for you, it would be...
A 1?
A 1. Because the only thing I know about 1s are that they could be kind of hard on themselves. Mm. And, like, critical. And sometimes I see you, like...
Really?
Mm-hmm. Being harder on yourself.
Okay, so I guess to backtrack to what you were saying mm-hmm. about... you like sweeping things under the rug, is that something you want to like change? Because I know for me it's I used to actually do that a lot too. Mm-hmm. But I think this past year I really like challenged myself to not do that.
So you face it instead.
I try. Obviously I still sometimes go back into my like, I don't know, like turtle mode. Mm-hmm. But for the most part I try. Like, if I'm angry, I'll be angry. Mm. Or, like, if I'm sad, I'll be sad. Mm.
Too. Like, for me, it's, like, I'll eventually, quote-unquote, forget about it. Mm. Even though it never really leaves, like, my memories or whatever. Like, yeah, I just try to forget about it. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, like, my...
defense mechanism?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, everything will be okay. So sad.
Kind of.
You're looking at me with very like
sad eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's because I guess for me, like when I think back on past traumas or hurts, I did the same thing as you. I was mm-hmm. like, things will get better, things will pass, and I try to stay distracted or whatever. And eventually you do forget about it, but you never fully forget. Yeah. And things come up mm-hmm. and it
that triggers that like
yeah
instance
mm-hmm. yeah exactly yeah. And when it does come up, obviously it doesn't hurt as much as it did mm-hmm. back then mm-hmm. but it's still something that you don't like fully heal from. Yeah. So I don't know, just like carrying it in a way is like it's like team, it's baggage. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You don't feel like that?
No, I do feel like that.
Oh.
But that's just how I, like, approach things, I feel like. Yeah. Which is why... So, when you do that, have you had instances where you just, like, completely, like, blow up?
On people?
No, just, like... It could be either on people or just, like, by yourself. Like...
Yeah. At least once a year, I have one, like, mental breakdown. Yeah. These days, not so much, actually. Back then, I really did. It's usually like when I'm in a relationship is when I'll like release I'll like release it to my partner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like healthy. I probably shouldn't do that. But definitely like in my first relationship mm-hmm. we like at least once a year I would just have this like mental breakdown and I wouldn't know why, but I just like can't stop crying. Mm-hmm. And he would just like sit there with me and just like let me cry. Yeah. In terms of like anger, like blowing up like because I'm angry, that sometimes happens too, I think.
Really?
And with in relationships. Oh my god, maybe I just this is why I shouldn't date. I really think I have a lot of like me problems that I need to fix first.
But I mean, even you, I mean it sounds like you're like
trying.
Like yeah. It sounds like you're understanding it first and like trying, because like you acknowledge this about yourself, right? And I feel like you never really think about these things until like
later. But I for sure, I don't think my friends will ever see me genuinely bad.
Me neither.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or like, or even see me genuinely sad.
Yeah, me neither.
Right?
Yeah.
Then who, okay, well then who do you like, who are you the most vulnerable with, you think?
We're going back to vulnerability.
Do you not want to?
Dude, people have, after your friendship episode, people have called me closed off Claire.
Who?
Wait, who? Some people actually called. Okay, oh, no, but they really? Just called me that to like make fun of me, but vulnerability.
Oh, oh, this is a very touchy topic. We don't have to. We've been recording for a long time. Yeah.
I think it's just so hard with friends because like, because they've never really seen me like that, I feel like it's gonna be like, whoa, if it just like starts happening, you know? And like, if you have someone that you like don't care about that as much with, I feel like it's just so much easier to like release.
I wonder why it is though, so hard to like.
I think it's because of the way we were raised, no? Like,
is it?
I mean, personally for me, I feel like with my parents, like, I never grew up, like, talking about, like,
your feelings.
My feelings and why I'm feeling this way. Mm. And, like, they've never really asked or tried to understand. So, like, that's just how we're, like.
That's what we know. That's what we're used to.
So, when we see really, like, emotional people, we're like, why are they so emotional? But, like.
That should
they're
be normal.
They're not being so emotional. It's just compared to, like, what we're used to and, like, what we've been, like, exposed to. Because I've never seen, like, my parents really cry or really be that angry. Mm. I mean, like, besides, like, to me. Mm-hmm. But, like I don't know what it is. Yeah, so that's why also I feel like because I've never seen my parents out, like, be angry or sad outside of family, I feel like it's only okay to be doing that to family. So, like, when we're in relationships and stuff, it's, like, he is, like, the closest thing to family. Maybe? Oh, I don't know.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, though, I think definitely I've seen my mom, like, I grew up seeing my mom cry multiple times. And, like, I've seen them get angry and, like, they fought. My parents fought a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, if anything, the reason why I don't show my vulnerability or the reason why I'm not vulnerable with people, even in even when I'm dating, is because I don't ever want to be a burden. Mm-hmm. Like, I love being there for my friends and whoever, my partner or whatever.
But if it's you.
But if it's me, for some reason, I just automatically think, like, they don't care. Why? Like, I'll figure it out on my own.
Like, it doesn't involve them at all. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in those, like, rare moments when things do just get so piled up that it, like, just comes out, afterwards, I feel bad. And I'm just, like, sorry.
I regret it so much.
I'm just like, oh, like, why did you cry? Why did you say this? Like, oh, why, you know, like, why'd you do that to them? Like, it's not their burden to carry kind of thing. Yeah. But I will say that that's, like, I think that's another, like, issue of mine. Okay, I really think so.
No, but do you feel like when you've seen your mom like that or, like, your parents, like, you felt burdened in any way? And you don't want to be like that?
I honestly don't know where that stems from. Mm-hmm. I think, in a way, maybe it came from my parents. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's maybe it has to do with the fact that, like, growing up, like, so much, like, our family wasn't perfect, you know? Mm-hmm. We had our problems, but it just, I think to me growing up, it seemed like everyone else's family was just that, like, picture-perfect family. Mm-hmm. So I never talked about it with people, and it never seemed like that people would understand or care.
Yeah.
And then I think that just kind of stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, I say I don't know a lot. You know, I was talking about this with my friend, too, the other day.
Wait, I don't know in general?
I say I don't know whenever I finish a thought.
And maybe, like, it's because when you finish, you're not finished with your thought. So you know that there's more to think, but, like, you're just ending it on your own terms right now. So you're saying I don't know.
You know what I also say a lot? I say, you know what I mean? Like when I finish a thought too. And then sometimes I don't finish a thought and I just end that or. Yeah. And then I expect the other person to like finish for me. See, I'm telling you, recording this podcast, I like listen to myself talk. Oh. And I'm just like, why do I do that? Huh. Like, why do I say certain phrases more often than others? Why do I not finish my thoughts sometimes? And like, I don't know. It's very interesting.
You know what's really interesting though? We say that too. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We say, you know, it's really interesting a lot. But when you were in LA before you moved to New York, uh-huh. we said, what do you mean? Like, I mean, you know what I mean a lot.
At the end of like our sentences, uh-huh. right?
And then Sora caught that and she was like, you know, you and Esther say that a lot. And what? I was like, we do. We've been just like
saying that since yeah. college.
I don't know if it was since college, but I know it. Me and Sora talked about it once before, I think one right before you like moved to New York or something.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever come to a conclusion why?
No, it's just, we're just like, that's funny.
Good one.
Good one. How'd you catch that? Yeah, no, but, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But so that's annoying. Crazy because I don't even notice it. Anymore. Maybe just because like, I'm so used to
it. I think it's because
it?
You say it too.
Maybe.
Because I don't notice it when you say it, but yeah. then when I say it, I'm like, oh, damn it. Yeah, like, you said
yeah.
it again.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow. We just.
Also,
we just,
is like, this episode going to be okay?
No.
It's just random episode?
It's just a random. Yeah, it's fine. I think we talked about a lot. I feel like we really just like analyzed ourselves.
Yeah. yeah.
Whoa. I think because the New Year is coming up, I've been just like thinking a lot more.
Are you one of those that reflects when the year ends and then in the beginning of the year you like have these like goals and like.
Yeah, I am. Are you not? No. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Like the end of a year doesn't mean like anything to. Like I feel like I'm just. Each day is just like you're just living, you know?
You know, that was a thought I had recently too, is why are we so obsessed with starting over and fresh starts? Mm. Because the idea of a New Year's like resolution too, someone thought of it.
Yeah.
You know, and like, why are so many people like obsessed with this idea too? Yeah. You know what
like,
I mean?
For me, the phrase like, oh my God, I can't wait for 2020 to be over, it makes no sense to me.
Mm.
Like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like you said, like, I feel like everyone's just so obsessed with like the end of something and mm-hmm. starting new.
Mm-hmm.
And the keyword new is like, that means that so much shit has happened or like whatever that you're not happy with that yeah. like you need to start over. But to me, it's like, oh, I can't wait for this year to be over. It's like, if this year ends, like what?
Nothing
like,
changes.
Yeah, is this yeah. world going to reset? Like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything is just kind of like continuous a very continuous. No, that's very true. Mm-hmm. And I agree with the whole 2020 thing. I don't mm-hmm. think just because this year ends doesn't mean yeah, like yeah. our problems are suddenly going to yeah. disappear.
It's just like, I feel like it's just an easy thing to say to like not think about
yeah.
everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like in a way though, sometimes it just gives, it brings people mm-hmm. comfort though.
Yeah.
To look ahead. Mm-hmm. It's an excuse mm-hmm, to, mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Yeah.
To like think positively and like, which isn't a bad thing. Yeah. I don't think.
No, I personally wish I was more like that, like set New Year's resolutions because that's like an reflect, at least it gives you an excuse to really reflect on how you've been as a person or how mm-hmm. like this world has been or like whatever you're thinking. But for me, it's like, why should I?
Why now?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I should be using this time to like maybe think about like, I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to do it yeah, during yeah. this time, though.
Yeah,
you
can yeah.
literally do it, like,
anytime. Yeah, it's yeah. just, like, I feel like that's why people, like, do it at this time because it's just an easy way.
Yeah, yeah. And also it's because everyone's doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I really wanted to do?
Hmm.
I wanted to, when you said quarantine, I really wanted to play the Chloe Ting.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is what I've been doing during quarantine.
We actually did do that though.
Yeah. Yeah, with that said, if you guys have any quarantine hobbies to replace Esther's beads, please let her know.
Hey, what's wrong with my beads?
If I see one more bead in my carpet, I will blow up.
Wait, seriously? No, oh my God, I'm so no, sorry.
I haven't seen any. I just made that up.
But yeah, I guess that's kind of all the time we have for today. Once again, if you want to find more of Claire, you can subscribe to her YouTube, which mm-hmm. is
Clayuhh, C-L-A-Y-U-H-H-H. Mm-hmm. This time we are going to try to get to 300 subscribers. Do you remember when someone commented, like, who's here from
OTF? Oh, yeah. Wait, that was really cute.
Yeah, Esther almost cried.
Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah. There were, like, two people who said, who's here from Esther's podcast? Yeah. Oh, wait, you guys are the best. But yeah. I actually started posting more on YouTube too. If anyone is like interested, you can probably just look up Esther Sim, E-S-T-H-E-R-S-I-M. It should pop up. And then you can find me on Instagram, E-S-T-H-E-R-Y-S. And is your Instagram public or private? Private. Oh, it's private? Okay.
Sorry for everyone that Sorry. I've been in. Yeah. I haven't been.
So yeah, next week we'll be back with another episode, and I just want to say thank you again to everyone who's been listening. No, isn't it so cool? This was the first sponsored episode of On the Floor.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm more excited for?
What?
Saturday, because startup is...
Oh, you're very right. You're so right. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week, or talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.